One. Seven things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Revens and this is the Standout 7 Ireland edition.
In the next 7 minutes or so, we look back on a week that saw Pascal Donoghue in hot water over election expenses. Good news for apartment owners who've been landed with huge repair bills. A shock resignation in New Zealand. And we hear from the Banshee of Inis Sheeran. So grab a cuppa and get up to speed in just about 7 minutes. This is the Standout 7 from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. And don't forget to hit the follow button to get daily updates at 7 a.m. Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform Pascal Donoghue faced the dole on Wednesday as he sought to clear up issues around his expenses for the 2016 election campaign. He's been struggling to resolve the issues all week. Firstly, for the use of a payment for the placement of election posters, which he did not include in his submitted election expenses. He's also been under fire for the sale of Fine Gael's Superdraw tickets to businessman Michael Stone.
Mr. Stone has made no donations to me personally. However, in 2020 and 2021, Mr. Stone made a donation to Fine Gael by the purchase of Superdraw tickets, which were sold by me and was within the legal limits.
Opposition parties are concerned that still remains a breach of the standards and public office guidelines, and Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty had his calculator out to figure out whether Pascal's story stacked up.
You're good at the numbers. That's 75 polls. That's putting posters up on 2 polls per hour, Pascal. Seriously, who's going to believe that? You know what we should do? Me and you will grab a ladder and a stopwatch and see how many posters we put up. It is laughable what you're trying to do, and you're trying to take us for fools.
A brutal missile attack on a civilian apartment building in Ukraine last weekend has killed at least 45 people, making it the deadliest civilian incident of Moscow's missile campaign. It comes amid an increase in attacks on civilian infrastructure since December, something the Times' Middle East correspondent Richard Spencer says could be a show of strength from Putin.
As some people suggest that Putin is saying here, look, you know, you can defeat us on the battlefield, but don't think we'll go away. We're still here and we can still inflict damage.
The attack has galvanised more support for Ukraine, with the Dutch committing to donating a Patriot missile defence system, and the Ukrainian commander-in-chief Valery Zaluzhny met with the Pentagon's top general Mike Milley in Poland. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who was speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, said that the EU will continue to support Ukraine military.
But I've said from the onset of this atrocious war that Ukraine should get all the military equipment it needs and it can handle. And this also includes the advanced system.
Tuesday also saw Olena Zelenska, First Lady of Ukraine, speak in Davos with a warning that Russia won't stop with just Ukraine.
And you know that the Russian aggression was never intended to restrict itself to the Ukrainian borders. This war can go further and it make crises wider if the aggressor does not lose.
On Wednesday, Vladimir Zelensky addressed Davos via Zoom. The Ukrainian president told global leaders and industry experts the world must not hesitate to take action against Russia.
It needed less than 1 second to start the war. The world needed days to react with first sanctions. The time the free world uses to think is used by the terrorist state to kill.
And ahead of a crunch meeting in Germany, defence ministers issued a joint statement saying they'd like to see main battle tanks for Kyiv. President of the European Council Charles Michel was in Ukraine on Thursday to reinforce the EU's support.
I believe that tanks must be delivered. I reiterate this appeal. We want to support you because we are aware that the next few weeks may be decisive for what comes next.
The government has finally approved the legacy defect scheme. It's aimed at fixing many of the building issues that arose during the Celtic Tiger building spree that's seen issues with developments including fire safety and water issues, mainly with apartments and duplexes. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien made the announcement.
Today, I believe, is a really important step for those homeowners, many of whom have for 10, 15 years been living with despair, with stress and with no hope.
It's estimated up to 100,000 homes could be affected. There's no cap on the cost of repairs and the government says it will fully fund it up to 2.5 billion euro. Sinn Féin's Eoin Brin says there are still questions to be answered.
We need to see the legislation. Is it genuinely 100%? Is it genuinely retrospective? Will there be emergency funding available for immediate fire safety works now?
Just over a third of Ireland's electricity was generated by wind last year, according to a new report released on Monday. The report shows that Ireland is one of the top five countries globally for installed wind capacity and the per capita energy generated. The value of the electricity produced by wind means that Irish consumers saved €2 billion last year by not having to buy gas. Noel Cunniff is the CEO of Wind Energy Ireland, who released the report, and he says that these kind of savings will only increase the more we grow our wind energy infrastructure.
The best way to decarbonise is to put a plug in it. Put a plug in your car, put a plug in your heating. That means our electricity demand will grow. So to meet 80% of that demand, we need to invest in renewable energy. We need to invest in our grid. But that will save us much more money by 2030 than the €2 billion which we saved in 2022.
The government has announced it's setting up a new task force for the development of renewable energy sources. Current targets are to double the amount of energy from wind by 2030. But Wind Energy Ireland says that the urgent changes are needed if we're going to meet those targets.
We need to see the government step up in terms of reforming the planning system and full political support from all parties to help strengthen our electricity grid and deliver EirGrid's plan. This needs to be a top political priority for all parties for 2023.
Still to come in the Smart 7 Ireland edition, a Prime Minister resigns and we hear from the Banshee of Inisherin. Right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Welcome back.
It was shocking New Zealand and around the world as Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced that she's resigning as Prime Minister and calling a general election for October. She's been PM for 5.5 years, steering the country through the COVID pandemic and events such as the Christchurch mosque attack. She said she spent the summer considering her future and just doesn't think she's got enough energy to face another term.
And so today I'm announcing that I will not be seeking re-election and that my term as Prime Minister will conclude no later than the 7th of February. I know what this job takes, and I know that I no longer have enough in the tank to do it justice. It's that simple.
Alec Baldwin is being charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter over the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of one of his movies. She died when a prop gun went off during rehearsals in New Mexico in 2021. The set's armourer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, is accused of the same offence. Baldwin's lawyer called it a terrible miscarriage of justice. He previously denied pulling the trigger. New Mexico District Attorney Mary Carmack Altuis says they looked at the whole setup before filing the charges.
It was the totality of the circumstances that this was a really fast and loose set and that nobody was doing their job.
Irish movie The Banshees of Inisherin has been having a good run. It picked up multiple Golden Globes last week, including Best Actor for Colin Farrell. Sunday night saw the Critics' Choice Awards take place in LA, but both Colin and co-star Brendan Gleeson missed the event because of COVID. But it doesn't look like a straight road to the Oscars as the Irish lost out to sci-fi drama Everything Everywhere All at Once for Best Picture, Best Director and Best Supporting Actor for Ke-Hui Kwan. Best Actor went to Brendan Fraser for his role in The Whale, and Cate Blanchett took home Best Actress Award for her performance in Tar. Still supporting Colin in the run-up to the Oscars is his 90-year-old Banshee co-star, Sheila Fenton.
Well, I have to say I adore the man. And don't forget, I had a broken shoulder when I went down.
Right.
And he literally reminded me, they're all brilliant, and Brendan, they're all fabulous. But something special about Colin.
A lovely speech, heartfelt.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. I heard it on the radio this morning at 7 o'clock, and I swear to God, I thought I was dreaming when I heard my name.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back Monday morning at 7 a.m. Have yourselves a great weekend.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Hi, this is Ciara from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday, the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.